Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 38 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about a simple but very important topic called fear not. Fear not. Fear not. And our anchor scripture today is going to be taken from the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10, right? It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I'm going to read that again. "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." What is God telling us today? Fear is bad. There are many things in life that can cause you to be afraid. Coronavirus, the economy, your finances, the state of the world, many, many things, right? In fact, that is one thing that is the devil's big play in these days that we live in, is to strike fear in the hearts of people. Many people are afraid. And one thing that people don't realize is that fear is a very powerful paralytic. Fear is able to slow people down, because when you're afraid, then you won't be willing to make moves in the right direction. It's almost like you're landlocked. You're not able to make any steps forward. You're not able to move forward. That is absolutely what fear can do to people. Fear is the big, big, big enemy of many people. They are very afraid, right? They're very afraid, right? If you think about the 12 spies that were sent to spy out the land of Canaan, fear kept 10 down. But two that were not fearful were able to move forward. Right? But the thing we need to realize as Christians is that God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has given us the spirit of power. He has given us the spirit of love and of self-control, a sound mind. Right? You're not given the spirit of timidity. God doesn't want you being timid. Christians are not cowards. Right? They are not cowards. They are very powerful people. They are people that have a sound mind. They are not afraid. There's this part of the Bible that says, "I shall not fear." Right? "What can man do to me?" Right? The thing is, once you are walking with God, you don't have any reason to be afraid. And the thing is, you need to realize that you need to be bold to fulfill your many things on this earth. Like, why do you think fear is bad? And why do you think being bold is good? Let me explain to you. The first thing is, you need to overcome fear if you want to fulfill your divine mandate. Again, you're not on this earth by mistake. Let me tell you this. It doesn't matter what your background is. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. It doesn't matter where you started. It doesn't matter how you came into this world. It doesn't matter what your parents may have done to you. It doesn't matter what you may have done in the past. The thing is, as long as you are in Christ, as long as you give your life to Christ, you have a divine mandate placed on your life. There are great things that you're supposed to accomplish on this earth for God's glory, right? So if you want to fulfill that divine mandate, if you want to start that new thing, right, you need to overcome fear. Joshua and Caleb, again, compared to the other 10 spies, they overcame fear and they were able to fulfill that divine mandate of leading the children of Israel into the promised land. The apostles in the book of Acts, right? Again, their divine mandate was to go around and preach the gospel. They could only preach that gospel when they overcame fear. Peter was a very, very fearful man at the beginning of his ministry. Peter was very, very, very fearful, right? It was a little girl that made him to deny Christ. But once he overcame fear, because the Holy Spirit came upon him, then he was the same person that was preaching boldly. He was doing all these wonderful, amazing things that God called him to do, because he had overcome fear. Right? So again, many of us on this earth, there are special things we need to do, but we've not started those things because of fear. Right? The thing is, you can never know the impact or the gravity of something that you're supposed to do until you start it. Right? So again, you need fear to fulfill divine mandate. You need fear to break, you need to overcome fear. Whoops. You need to overcome fear to fulfill these things, right? You need to overcome fear to break new barriers, right? Think about it. David and Goliath, all the Israeli soldiers were really, really afraid of Goliath, right? But what was the thing that turned things around? The thing that turned things around was there was a person that chose to overcome fear, and that was David, right? Peter, when he chose to overcome fear, he was able to walk on water. He was able to accomplish things that had never been accomplished before. But you saw, once he started succumbing to fear, he then started getting in trouble, right? He started sinking, right? And the thing is, you need to overcome fear to be able to stand strong in the face of opposition. The thing is, whether you like it or not, if you're trying to accomplish something great in life, there is going to be opposition. In fact, I've had a podcast series here on dealing with opposition. I'll strongly encourage you to listen to that, right? But for you to stand strong in the face of that opposition, you need to be brave. You need to be brave. The Bible says that right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So the fact that you're suffering violence means that there is opposition to you fulfilling that divine mandate, right? So you need to stand strong, right, in the face of opposition. For you to stand strong, you need to overcome fear, right? And then the thing is, you even need to overcome fear to break out of the old patterns of your life, right? So if, for example, a person has like an addiction or a bad habit or whatever, do you know that one of the things that keeps people in that addiction, keeps people in those maladaptive ways of life, is because of fear, right? But the thing is, sometimes you just need to be encouraged that, you know what, wait, you don't need to be afraid of this thing. Even if you've done this thing for years and years and years, once you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you receive the power to overcome those kinds of things, right? So to break out of those old patterns, you need to overcome fear, right? And again, how do you overcome fear? The first thing you need to do is you need to establish a relationship with God, right? From the anchor scripture I read, it says, fear not, for I am with you. For God to be with you, you need to be his child, right? So you need to give your life to Christ first. And that is something I will give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ at the end of this podcast. And then the second thing I will say is, when these fear-causing conditions come, pray, trust in God, right? There's a part of the Bible that says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, right? So the thing is, God is willing to work on your behalf, but you need to cast all these burdens upon him, right? And then the third thing I guess I would say is, to overcome fear, watch what you listen to, watch what you expose yourself to. The Bible says that you should guard your heart with all diligence, because out of it proceeds the issues of life. The thing is, if you're exposing yourself to things that will cause you to be afraid, then you're going to be afraid. But if you expose yourself to things that are going to encourage you and build up your spirit, then you're not going to be afraid. You're going to overcome fear. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So for your faith, because faith is the opposite of fear, for your faith to be built up, you need to listen to God's word. You need to listen to God-inspired material, right? Not fear-inducing material. So as I wrap up today, again, we said one of the first things you need to do to overcome fear is you need to be walking with God. And to walk with God, you need to give your life to Christ. So if you want to give your life to Christ, if you want to start that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Cleanse me of all my sins, Lord. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Uphold me with your righteous right hand. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to go out in boldness and do your will and obey your commands. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you have said this prayer, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, find a Bible. Start from the book of John. Read it. Do what it says. And you'll see your life begin to take a turn for the better. Be bold in doing what it says. And also, find a Bible-believing church. I go to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. There are parishes all over the world. But again, there are many other Bible-believing churches as well. Find a Bible-believing church, seek community with other believers, and God will bless you. But again, be careful. There are many churches that have the name of God on them, but they are not Bible-believing. So be careful, right? Be careful. Find the place that preaches the true, undiluted word of God, and then practice that true, undiluted word of God, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Until next time, thank you for listening to me. God bless you. Thank you.